Listen on the web at WICC600.com. Now, back to Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600.
Welcoming back to the show this morning, Jim Roberts, who's with H2M Architects and Engineers. Thank you so much for calling in this morning, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. So, Jim, I know you're an engineer with this company that just opened an office here in Connecticut, H2M. What is it, and why did you open here in Connecticut?
Melissa, I was listening as we came on, and I guess the timing is always good. I heard there was a water main break in Westport.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate, but I think it's also part of the reason that H2M is sort of expanding into Connecticut. So we opened our office in Windsor this month. We have been expanding our service line into Connecticut. So we're working now in Manchester and in Wallingford. We're also working in Bridgeport. And I think the primary reason, Melissa, is that I think there's just we see a real opportunity for the services that we provide across the company. We're about 500 person firm that does pretty much all facets of engineering, and our core competency that sort of drives the business is really water and wastewater, and we see a tremendous amount of opportunity and need, frankly, in Connecticut and most of the country. But Connecticut has a big portfolio of challenges that come with water and wastewater, and we're hoping to help with that.
Sure. Well, I know the last time you and I spoke, Jim, we were talking about a project in Bridgeport. This had to do with the Postal Service. How's that all going?
You know, Melissa, we have a great relationship, as I said to you then, with the Postal Service. So we've completed our end of that project. And what we've done is we work with the Postal Service. We develop what we call plans and specifications, and then they can then take those and go out and get the work done by a contractor or some other vendor. So for now we're done. We're waiting. If they need more assistance, we're happy to jump back in, and sometimes they do that, but it's successful. And I as I said then, I give the Postal Service credit for being sort of forward thinking with their infrastructure and keeping stuff running before it breaks.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Jim Roberts this morning of H2M, spelt like H2O, but with an M at the end. So, speaking of H2O or water, I'm just curious, when you talk about water systems, Jim, what are some of the hot water topics for the average person right now?
Yeah, it's a great question, Melissa. So I think as we watch what is sort of happening around the country, and I think Flint, Michigan, for example, would be the poster child for things that can go wrong.
Sure.
Lead service lines. So older homes built in the 30s and the 40s often would have lead service lines that conveyed the water from the public utility into the homes, and those service lines can decay and create lead contamination. So there's a huge emphasis nationally, and I believe that the president's budget, or at least the budget that they're talking about in the House and the Senate, has a significant amount of money set aside to deal with things like lead service lines. And the other item, and frankly, it's the subject of the work that we're doing in Manchester, are perfluorinated compounds. So things like Teflon, that everybody has in their homes. You know, you have the stuff that you put on your couch so that you don't get stains, and wonderful innovations that made our lives at home better. And unfortunately, we didn't understand, or perhaps we weren't as careful as a civilization in making sure that those things didn't contaminate the water. So they are being found, and they are being found in supplies in Connecticut as well, and Long Island and New Jersey and upstate New York. Hoosick Falls was a poster child for the fluorinated compounds. They call them PFOS, PFOA, they have chemical names. But so those are a couple of things. And I think, on the other side, wastewater, I think aging septic systems and the impacts that those can have on the environment and waters and streams and so on and so forth. Again, something that we see a lot of emphasis on, and hopefully there'll be some real funding streams for all the public utilities to try and update these systems. And it's all about the environment and you know, the water we drink and the water everybody bathes in.
Let's talk, actually, Jim, if you don't mind, a little bit more about these contaminants mm-hmm. in water, you know, emerging contaminants. Are these new to our water supply, or are we just learning that they are?
That might be the $64,000 question. In many cases, it's a great question. In many cases, technology, as we've advanced with technology and the ability for microscopes to see further and further down, I think we do learn more about contaminants that perhaps were there that we didn't see before. So I think it's a little bit of both. I do think that most of the, for example, the perfluorinated compounds and the other big buzzword, if you will, in the industry, you'll hear the term 1,4-dioxane. And I recall talking with you, unless you're a chemistry geek, you could your head could spin. But they're all sort of remnants of advancements in industry, and you know, they were all important for some element of industry that was important to the advancement of the society we live in. But mm-hmm. You know, we are seeing them, and I think they've done a lot of research. They continue to do a lot of research and trying to tie the levels to the impacts on public health, because at the end of the day, it's about public health. Mm-hmm. And they really are. I mean, when we talk about perfluorinated compounds, we're talking about parts per trillion. So one drop of water in, I think the estimate is maybe 8 or 9 Olympic swimming pools, right? So you got one drop of this contaminant in a huge volume, but that's what we're measuring it in. I mean, the rules in some places are, in New York State, for example, the limit is 10 parts per trillion. Mm-hmm. And if you think about a part per trillion, it's pretty small. But these are the levels that the public health scientists are sort of driving in the effort to protect public health. And I mean, ideally, you'd like it to be zero. And I mean, that's, I think, where we strive. And I will, if I can, give Manchester, again, kudos, because at this point, Connecticut really hasn't formally, they kind of look at things on a case-by-case basis, and they're certainly paying attention. I know the people in the Connecticut DEP are paying attention to the issue. But Manchester is really being proactive on their own. They're trying to get ahead of the answer mm-hmm. Before the regulations are even really in place in Connecticut. So really kudos to their leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, Jim Roberts, we have run out of time. Jim, with H2M Architects and Engineers, what's your number if people want to contact you?
My number is 5. I'm sorry, Melissa. Did I lose you?
Oh, no, you're fine, Jim. You're fine. Yeah, if you have a number or a website where people can find you.
Yeah, 631-756-8000 is our phone number, and 631-756-8000, or our website is simply h2m.com. Right. So that's fairly straightforward.
Perfect. Well, we really appreciate always having you on, Jim Roberts. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you for taking the time, Melissa. We appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Let's go really quick to traffic and weather here on WICC. You're listening to Melissa in the Morning. WICC.